I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, it's time for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, here on CITR, the great station that broadcasts from the UBC campus at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. And this show is podcasted. You can always find the previous shows by going to Google and typing OZSTRANDED, that's Oz Stranded, and you can get full set lists and, of course, well, all the details you need. I'll put up a video clip each week as well. I hope listeners enjoyed the last 3 weeks, which was my special on the church. It was pretty much the most, well, pivotal moment for me in terms of doing a show like this to speak to heroes of mine. And I definitely recommend folks check out those last 3 shows if you want to hear interviews with some really very experienced and thoughtful musicians. Members of the church, and hopefully I'm going to still try to get a part 4, because I didn't get a chance to speak with Tim, the drummer, yet, but he's got a lot to say, and he's a very busy man, so I'll keep trying. So part 4 of the church special might be delayed by a few weeks. If you wanted to call through to the on-air booth, if you're living in Vancouver and listening live, feel free. The number is 604-822-CITR, but otherwise, if you're listening far away, not to worry, you can listen at your leisure and enjoy what I'm going to play today. So today, I thought I'd change the tempo a bit and get into some punk rock. I'm going to play some songs by a band called Friends or Rom. They're from Sydney. It's good when you're featuring punk bands, because usually the songs are pretty short, and you know, you could get a lot of them in. So I'm going to be playing about 6 songs, I guess, from Friends or Rom. It's not going to take too much time, because they're all sort of 2-minute, 3-minute great pop songs. So the band formed in Sydney in 1993. It's an unusual name, so it's spelled FrenzalRomb, 2 words, Friends or Rom. And apparently it's there's some French engineer named Augustin Jean Frenzel came up with some prism-like device in the 19th century called the Frenzel Rom. Jason Whaley, the vocalist of the band, I believe, is the son of a prominent Australian scientist, so he probably came across that term in a book sitting on his dad's desk or something. I always like these sort of bands that sound like, short, sharp punk, sort of the SoCal style punk. A band like this is often a lot smarter than you might think, and I'm actually going to be playing you a controversial radio interview that Jason Whaley gave a little while back. I'll tell you a bit more about that after the first set of songs. So anyway, here's some music by Friends or Rom, and they're, you know, a great irreverent punk band, very, you know, left-wing in their politics. A language warning, of course, for probably every song I'm just about to play from the band. This song's my favourite of theirs. It came out on their first album in 1994. The album was called Coughing Up a Storm. The song is called Genius. And, yeah, I remember seeing them when I first started going to see concerts at my university around this time, around 1994, and they supported Bad Religion at my university, and it, you know, one of those life-changing moments to see this, you know, amazing punk bands right in your face in your own town. And Friends or Rom was the support act, so they definitely would have played this song that day. So this is Genius by Friends or Rom, and language warning.
Myself done. It would have been on the run. What fun to see. about you and me. He says, man, he can't even speak. I wish I'd understood all that he knows. Just hit me and I'll understand all what he yells from his tongue. Has he got wrong? If only I had studied more, I might have known the origins of many nights. Collection me with his fist. He's pissed that he's a fucking genius. He's a genius, a fucking genius. He's a genius, he's a genius, he's a genius.
I've never felt bad lending a hand. Think your hopes I wouldn't be in a band. Broken ashtray I can always replace. I kick the door then I spit in your face.
You are not my friend.
We'll be right back. tactics, you were easily led. Even if I know nothing about any government,
you wouldn't listen and I wouldn't change my mind. You'll be alright, I'll be fine.
Something wrong, there's something wrong, there's something, don't you say.
There's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong with me.
Something wrong, there's something wrong, something, don't you say.
There's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong, nothing wrong with me.
Nothing wrong. Nothing.
Tuesday, October 4th at the Biltmore, it's San Francisco indie poppers, Girls, touring in support of their latest CD, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Sunny in the Sunsets and Papa will open up the show. Doors are at 8 p.m. Girls, October 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Okay, so we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and it's the show called Stranded, which is all about Australian music from the past and present. And at the moment, well, you know, I always play the older stuff up front just to set the tone and to give a bit of a history lesson. And this band I'm playing for you today is called Friends or Rom. So I hope you like that little burst of pop punk. They're a band, definitely have that Southern Californian sound, and so they fit right in with the Fat Records crew. So Fat Mike has put out a lot of their albums on his label out of California, and I don't know if they've toured the States very much or these parts, but they do have a lot of fans in this part of the world, including a gentleman here who hosts a show on the radio called All Fall Down, and he actually reminded me today of this band. So yesterday, his name's Tim, and Tim is the host of We All Fall Down, which is the punk show on Thursdays at 1 p.m. And he played the brand new Friends or Rom single, and I was just walking past the booth and popped my head in, and he was just over the moon, frothing at the mouth about how he loves this band so much and that he thinks that they're the best punk band out of Australia. I disagree. I think the Hard-Ons and the Meanies are both better bands, but, you know, personal opinion. But I'm glad that he reminded me of Friends or Rom, because they have been around for a long time, and I really admire their uncompromising left-wing stance. And the songs you heard actually there were, at the top was Genius from the 1994 album Coughing Up a Storm. The next song was Never Had So Much Fun from 1999, and then the song called Nothing's Wrong, which was a single off the Shut Your Mouth album from the year 2000. So this is Friends or Rom. I'm featuring a band from Sydney. And so here's an interesting little story. So Friends or Rom, as I said, you know, very much have a left-wing stance, very outspoken. I think the original guitarist left and he's become a full-time animal rights activist. The band speaks out about issues related to veganism and vegetarianism all the time. Guitarist Lindsay McDouble was responsible for the Rock Against Howard compilation by Australian musicians, which was, of course, against the John Howard government, which was an arch-conservative reign for a number of years there in Australia. So anyway, of course, a band of this nature is going to be in conflict with the powers that be in commercial radio. It sort of stands to reason. And actual real tensions came to a head in 2004, July 2004. What happened was Friends of Ron were playing a festival called Bass in the Grass up in Darwin, which is the really great, interesting city way up in the Northern Territory. Very, very isolated, interesting place right there in the tropics. So playing to a you know, big group of young people who are eager to hear everything they were doing. And the special guest arrived. The special guest was named Jackie O, and she is a DJ of one of the commercial radio stations on the Aus Stereo network, and also involved, of course, in that whole kind of pop stars world, Australian Idol, that kind of thing, where, of course, as we know, that model tends to produce quote-unquote bands very quickly, you know, arguably exploits something for a short-term gain. When a band like Friends of Rom, who are an original band, touring, you know, for over a decade, cannot get their songs played on the radio. So what happened was this: Jackie O arrived late, which pushed Friends of Rom's set. It had to cut it short. The band was very upset, and the guitarist just walked on stage as Jackie O was about to speak and started playing the riff to the AC/DC song Thunderstruck, right in her face, like blasting over the top of her. Then the singer came on and proceeded to grab the mic and basically, have a dig at Jackie O and the whole corporate music thing right in front of everybody, right there on stage, sort of saying that it's a lot of crap, all this Idol stuff. And of course, Jackie O stormed off the stage. So the next day, the big people at the Aus Stereo network, you know, phoned the band's record company and declared they would never be heard on radio ever again. And Jason from the band, the singer, decided to phone up, or somebody initiated this phone call where he actually called up live on this mainstream radio show to speak his mind and to somewhat apologize, but also to explain rationally why he felt he had to stand up for himself and the band, principally because they were cut short. And that he thinks that this woman just showed up, not really caring much about the independent music, showed up at the last minute to talk about whatever she was there for. Anyway, so that's the big long story. So I'm going to play you a 3-minute excerpt of when this Jason Wheely of the band phoned up this radio show to speak his mind, and it gets quite heated. This was on live primetime mainstream radio. And you'll hear this argument play out between the impassioned punk artist and the commercial radio DJs. So this was interesting for you.
Swearing and abusing.
Well, I mean, I guess the fact was that you were 9 hours late to the show. You were supposed to be emceeing the whole show.
And as it turned out,
you ended up coming just before, and it was unfortunate.
Who is that clown in the background?
It's my mate Lindsay.
Would he like to speak rather than just yelling out?
No. We're just very passionate about the things that we believe in.
Yeah, well, so am I, and I'm just saying that, your song's ever played on this network or Triple M network so far is just not going to happen now.
Well, no, the thing is, Carl, that have you ever played us on Aus Stereo ever before? Are you going to actually have to change your playlist not to play us?
Not us, but Triple M.
Like, if you ring up our record company, you people ring up our record company,
yeah,
threatening to bury the band, saying that we're never going to get played on Aus Stereo again.
Yeah.
What the hell are we supposed to think? I mean, you've never played us.
Well, Triple M have
support a good original Australian music.
Well, yeah, we do, but just
you're not,
this
you're
day,
an outpace for the corporate music industry.
Oh, mate, you're just like a fucking idiot that sits in the background not trying to get in the scene.
Now I'm trying to have a reasonable conversation here. You don't have to.
Well, mate, you're just so lucky.
I never called Jackie an idiot. I never said anything disparaging about her personally.
Yeah,
Jackie, I've never said anything disparaging about you personally.
But you just come over the top of me and go, what the fuck, Jackie O, pop stars. That's pretty, you know.
It's just a joke.
It's not. That's not.
Exactly. It's just a joke.
But it's a joke to have done it. Not a joke. Not ha-ha funny. It's just stupid.
I didn't think it was very funny either. But the fact is that we believe passionately about what's happening to the Australian music industry at the moment. We believe that people like you guys have, you know, you're in this position where you can promote good new Australian talent, and you don't. So, and on a festival circuit such as that one, which we play constantly, and we've been doing so for 10 years, when we go out and we see these shows being infiltrated, you've got to get over it.
You've got to get over it, because there's going to be different types of music for different sort of people. That's why you guys have been around for 10 years, because you appeal to a certain group of people. Otherwise, you'd be finished long ago. And so does Shannon Noel, and so do pop stars, and so everyone's got different tastes.
Exactly. How is Bardo going these days?
Well, they split up.
Well, who cares about Bardo?
They're back working with in the same shoe shop that they were working in day before they joined Popstar.
Who cares, though? Who cares? We're not talking about Bardo.
You know what I care about? I care about the fact that there are bands like You and I, good Australian bands, that are being dropped from their labels right now because to make room for not only the Australian Idol winner, and when I'm not talking about pop stars right now, and it doesn't affect you directly, we're not just talking about the Australian Idol winner, which is all fair enough. We're talking about six of the losers that are now being signed to these major record companies to make it for what? Like for these completely short-term careers, so the record company can make a quick buck.
I agree.
These bands aren't being nurtured.
I agree.
And for us to get up on stage and say, pop star, a lot of it. I'll stand by that, and I don't think that should be offensive.
I don't care about Australian Idol or pop stars. I only care about Jackie and the embarrassment that she had at the hands of your band.
Well, Jackie, I'm sure that you're tough enough to handle a little bit of heckling
from time. Well, I've just realised there that may not have actually come through. I apologise. We had a little issue with the board, so I'm going to go back. If you're waiting on tender hooks for that story, here it is. I'm very sorry. This is the Friends of Rom. Jason talking on live radio about that why he had to storm on stage in Darwin to talk about the corporate music industry and the lack of support for independent bands. Let's try it again now.
You were supposed to be emceeing the whole show.
As it turned out,
you ended up coming just before, and it was unfortunate.
Who is that clown in the background?
It's my mate Lindsay.
Would he like to speak rather than just yelling out?
No. We're just very passionate about the things that we believe in.
Yeah, well, so am I, and I'm just saying that, your songs ever played on this network or Triple M network so far is just not going to happen now.
Well, no, the thing is, Kyle, that have you ever played us on Austereo ever before? Are you going to actually have to change your playlist not to play us?
Not us, but Triple M.
If you ring up our record company, you people ring up our record company threatening to bury the band, saying that we're never going to get played on Austereo again, what the hell are we supposed to think? I mean, you've never played us.
Well, Triple M, Triple M have, haven't
they? Have Triple M? You don't support good original Australian music.
Well, we do, but just
you're
not.
You're a mouthpiece for the corporate music industry.
Oh, mate, we're not going to... You're just like a fucking idiot that sits in the background not trying to get into the scene.
I'm trying to have a reasonable conversation here. You don't have to...
Well, mate, you're just so lucky.
I never called Jackie an idiot. I never said anything disparaging about her personally.
Yeah,
Jackie,
you did.
I never said anything disparaging about you personally.
Come over the top of me and go, what the fuck, Jackie O, pop stars. That's pretty, you know...
It's just a joke.
It's not. That's not...
Exactly. It's just a joke.
But it's a joke to have done it. Not a joke. Not ha-ha funny. It's just stupid.
I didn't think it was very funny either, but the fact is that we believe passionately about what's happening to the Australian music industry at the moment. We believe that people like you guys have, you're in this position where you can promote good new Australian talent, and you don't. On a festival circuit such as that one, which we play constantly, and we've been doing so for 10 years, when we go out and we see
And so does Shannon Noel, and so do pop stars, and so everyone's got different tastes.
Exactly. How is Bardo going these days?
Well, they split up.
Well, who cares about Bardo?
They're back working with in the same shoe shop that they were working in day before they joined Popstar.
Who cares, though? Who cares? We're not talking about Bardo.
You know what I care about? I care about the fact that there are bands like You and I, good Australian bands, that are being dropped from their labels right now because to make room for not only the Australian Idol winner, and when I'm not talking about pop stars right now, and it doesn't affect you directly, we're not just talking about the Australian Idol winner, which is all fair enough. We're talking about six of the losers that are now being signed to these major record companies to make it, for what? Like, for these completely short-term careers,
yep.
So the record company can make a quick buck.
I agree. That is,
and they're not
that
being, these bands aren't being nurtured.
I agree.
And for us to get up on stage and say, pop star, a lot of it. I'll stand by that, and I don't think that that should be offensive.
I don't care about Australian Idol or pop stars. I only care about Jackie and embarrassment that she had at the hands of your band.
Well, Jackie, I'm sure that you're tough enough to handle a little bit of heckling from time to time. I mean, everyone that gets
not
on
really.
Stage...
I got to say, you know, I am actually... I should toughen up, but I can't, and I do take things...
And,
to, you know, I get quite offended by it and upset. So I can't help the fact that you really offended me. I know I should toughen up in this industry, but I can't. It does... It's, you know, it's pretty hurtful, that's all.
Well, I'm very sorry if you felt hurt, Jackie. It wasn't intended to make you personally feel in any way uncomfortable up there on stage. We were up there to do our show. This is what we do. We basically, you know, I can't see very many people that are championing the cause of young Australian bands that are trying to get
by. By the way, Jane, before you go any further.
So there you have it. That's a bit of an historic radio moment. That was on live mainstream radio in Australia, where Jay Wheely from the band Frenzel Rom was sticking it to the two very popular DJs of a corporate radio station and explaining why he felt it necessary to burst on stage at a festival and speak, I guess, disparagingly about the pop stars kind of machine. Yeah, apologies. I think I did play that twice, actually. I was thinking there was something on the board. You heard, I think listeners may have heard that complete thing twice, but it's worth hearing twice because it's a pretty interesting story, and it's ongoing source of tension in the world of music. We all feel it. That's why people like myself do radio shows like this, to do our own little part, to give the voice to bands who are trying to do something a little different or make a stand for something. Anyway, that's Frenzel Rom, the controversy, and, you know, I'll leave it to you to decide whether he was over the top. I think the lady was genuinely offended, but who knows? Who knows? I admire Jason for speaking his mind in any event. We'll be right back with some more music from Frenzel Rom.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
So we're here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and a short feature on Sydney punk band Frenzel Rom. I want to play you now like a hilarious song. Again, given what you've heard already, you can probably imagine that they just really like to let rip with controversy in the lyrics, or just having a stab at people in a playful manner. And of course, Russell Crowe is a big, you know, Australian icon, a big man, big actor. And he's in a band as well called 30 Odd Foot of Grunts, which I'm sure, well, I don't know any of the music. I can't think of one that sticks in my head, and a lot of people think it's a little bit ordinary, as do the boys from Frenzel Rom, and they made this song called Russell Crowe's Band. And language warning here again from Frenzel Rom for this song. Enjoy. It's hilarious.
$1 million for getting out of bed. I don't get $1 million when I punch folks in the head. And even if we never get a Billboard top 10 hit, at least we know the Russell Crowe band's a fucking pile of shit. Get up and pick athletes to my barbecues.
the Russell Crowe band's a fucking pile of shit. At least we know the Russell Crowe band's a fucking pile of shit.
Social Club on October 8th for a night of pop, rock, and or roll featuring Los Angeles-based sub-pop recording artists Dum Dum Girls, killer San Diego carnivores Crocodiles, and suspected environmentalist Colleen Green will open up the show. Advance tickets are now available. Go to Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Ditch Records in Victoria, or visit the worldwide website ticketweb.ca. The doors open at 8, and the party never stops, when Dum Dum Girls hit the Electric Owl Social Club with Crocodiles and Colleen Green, Saturday, October 8th.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and unfortunately for me and for people who might like this show, it's only a one-hour show today because sports will be broadcast from 7 o'clock. And it's going to be like that for the next couple of months intermittently. So it's unfortunate, but at least I get a good hour in. And we had a good dose of punk from Sydney band Frenzel Rom. I hope you enjoyed all of that. Now I'm just another Australian band, Midnight Juggernauts. I wanted to feature this band because I was just here again prepping in the studio when I heard someone talking to Nardwa about there's a band from Melbourne called the Midnight Juggernauts. I think I might have played them once before. I think they're quite popular. I really don't know their music much. I believe they've toured this part of the world, played MTV's live show and stuff. They're a pretty good quality band. This song's really good. They're very progressive sort of music, a lot of synthesizers. Anyway, there's this guy here in the studio was saying, oh yeah, there was this guy hanging around Vancouver for a while claiming to be the drummer from the Midnight Juggernauts. And so he'd get into clubs all the time and get free beer and probably got, you know, kissed a lot of girls saying that he was the drummer from this well-known band. And it turns out that he wasn't, that it was a ruse. So he was, whoever that guy was found out somehow. Maybe someone just looked at the internet and just looked at the photo and very quickly had an ID and realized it wasn't him. But anyway, I just thought that was quite hilarious. So let's just play a quick track by the Midnight Juggernauts. One more Australian track and then it is into the Canadian tunes.
Try to hide in the night and blink at the door. You'd let it go, though you'd never know when it all may be gone. We close our heart, we shut down our worlds and round us, you know. Turn down the shield, your future reveals greener fields yet to call. You gotta open up your mind and open your leg. You gotta open up your heart and open your leg. You gotta open up your mind and open your leg. You gotta open up your heart and open your leg. Watch time passing by, then float away. You can't give in, just dive right on in to new roles we could play. Dissatisfied, you always had tried to divert with goodbyes. Yeah.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And we're just at the end of the show because sport is taking over the next half hour. And this will be semi-regular for the next couple of months. But anyway, this has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We heard at the top there Midnight Juggernauts from Melbourne. And after that was the Crooked Fiddle Band, another band from Australia with a song about the Countess Bathory. An interesting history there. I won't go into it, but she was an interesting historical figure. And finally there was a great band from Vancouver called the Ruffled Feathers. I know I only have chance for one Canadian, maybe two songs today, but I actually had a chance running in with Gina from the band on the bus yesterday, and she told me all about the band. I'd previously seen them play live here in the studio was really impressed, so I wanted to play the Ruffled Feathers for you. That's a very quick one track. I'll definitely play with them again in coming weeks and explain a bit more about this band. So this has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And one last thing, a public service announcement. On Saturday, October 15, there's going to be in Vancouver, the Downtown East Side Honouring Elders Powwow. The Portland Hotel Society, Community Services Society, and the Downtown East Side Honouring Elders Powwow Committee invite you to share a celebration to honour our elders who reside on the Downtown East Side with a traditional style powwow. Our elders come from all across the country and rarely make it out to cultural events. So the Portland Hotel Society Powwow Committee wants to bring a cultural celebration to them. It will be held in the new park, rain or shine, protected by large tenting. All are welcome. It's going to be drumming, singing, cultural dance exhibitions, honouring the elder ceremony, and drum groups, including Love Medicine, Indian Time, Sitting Still Thunder, and Oceanside Dakota. The Portland Hotel Society is a non-profit organisation that was created in 1993 to advocate, develop and implement creative and responsive services for persons living with concurrent disorders. So that's really exciting. That's going to be in the Downtown East Side, 58 West Hastings, on October 15th, Saturday, from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m, honouring the Downtown East Side Elders Powwow. So I thought I'd mention that this week because I'm not going to be on air next week because the sport will be on in my slot, and they're about to take over right now. So thanks for listening. Let's leave with The Jolts, great band here from Vancouver, rock and roll, to segue into the sport. I'm going to play for you the track called Loudness. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Stranded. Hope you enjoyed the show.